Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Balkrishna Industries Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajiv Poddar, Joint Managing Director of Balkrishna Industries Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ikra. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Along with me, I have Mr. Bajaj, Senior President and Director Commercial and our CFO, Mr. Satish Sharma, Senior President and Director of Strategy and Business Development, Mr. Ravi Joshi, our Deputy CFO, Mr. Sushil Mishra, our Head of Accounts, and SGA, our IR advisors. Let me begin with performance updates. We continue to navigate through a period of significant challenges. During the quarter, tariff-related headwinds intensified, with the US increasing import duties on India to 50%. This development has a severe impact on our US sales, which accounted for approximately 10% of our last year's sales volume. Consequently, the overall sales volume and sales performance for this quarter reflect the decline in shipments to US markets. We would also like to take this opportunity to express our gratitude to the Government of India for the reduction of GST rates, a measure that is expected to stimulate end consumer demand and positively influence the broader market sentiment. Additionally, what we hear from the public domain, there is growing optimism regarding the early conclusions of the trade agreement between India and US, which once realized is expected to ease the current tariff challenges and support our medium-term outlook for the United States. While the geopolitical and macro environment, particularly outside India, continues to remain uncertain and warrants cautious optimism, we believe that such short-term headwinds will ultimately strengthen our foundations and create opportunities for sustainable growth in the mid and long term. Our strategic focus remains to strengthening our market position in India and Europe, while driving incremental growth from rest of the world markets. We will keep endeavoring to increase our share in US, which should regain momentum once the tariff situation eases. Our foresight in anticipating geographic and segment concentration risks has, however, mitigated part of this impact. The strategic initiatives undertaken, such as enhancing our presence in the Indian market and expanding our carbon black business, were key elements of our de-risking framework. Building on this strong foundation, we remain cautiously optimistic in the near term, but are confident about the long-term outlook. With continued expansion of our market reach, additional product lines, and expectations of a more favorable macro environment and tariff environment, we are well positioned for a long-term growth momentum and move steadily towards our long-term vision of achieving 23,000 crore in revenue by 2030. Let me now share some highlights of our business in the last quarter. BKT received the Excellence Level Award from Caterpillar's Global Supplier Excellence Recognition Program for outstanding performance in quality, delivery and customer support of mining tires. This is our fourth consecutive year of this recognition. For our commercial vehicle and passenger vehicle, we inaugurated a dedicated vehicle dynamics and testing base at the NATREX in Indore, Asia's second largest and longest test track facility. This will help us for our tire testing and further improving quality parameters in these vehicles, in these tires. It also gives me immense pleasure to share that BKT Bhuj plant achieved a 5-star grading and a Sword of Honor award for 2025 by the British Safety Council, reflecting best-in-class standards in workplace safety, health management and risk control systems. BKT has been named the title sponsor for the Australia-India Men's ODI and T20s International Series. This is testimony of our commitment to continuously invest in our brand building. We have further strengthened our leadership across regions and end segments. These appointments will create a sharper focus with an aim to increase market share across all segments across the globe. With this, I now move on to operational highlights. For the quarter, our volume stood at 70,252, a degrowth of 4% year-on-year. For the first half of this year, our volume stood at 150,916, a degrowth again of 4% year-on-year. Our standalone revenue for the quarter stood at 2,360 crore. This includes realized loss of foreign exchange pertaining to sales of 68 crores. For the first half of this year, standalone revenue stood at 5,079 crores, registering a marginal decline on year-on-year basis. This includes realized loss on foreign exchange pertaining to the sales of 70 crores. The standalone EBITDA for the quarter was at 500 crores with a margin of 21.5%. Like last quarter, we were impacted by lower American sales and higher India sales. Additionally, we created inventory of raw materials to comply with EUDR regulations, which will come into effect from 1st Jan 26. For the first half of this year, the standalone EBITDA was at 1,155 crores. The margin for this year, this first half, stood at 22.7%. Profit after tax stood for the quarter was recorded at 256 crores, while for H1 it was 552 crores. Our capex spend for the first half of this year was approximately 1737 crores. The announced projects are going as per schedule and are expected to be completed as per planned timelines. As on 30th September 25, the gross debt and cash equivalents were at 3615 crores and 3,159 crores respectively. Accordingly, we have a net debt of 456 crores. The Board of Directors has declared a second interim dividend of Rs. 4 per equity share in addition to the Rs. 4 shares paid for the previous quarter. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and leave the floor open for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Siddharth Behera from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So first question is on the left side.
We can't hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, is it better now, sir? Hello?
Yes, it's better. Go ahead.
Okay. So, sir, just wanted to understand first on the US market. I mean, we have seen that impact of tariffs coming through. Assuming, if it normalizes at some point, how soon can we sort of see the volumes coming back? How are the inventory levels as of now? And how do you think that sort of quickly turns around going ahead? And second is on the Europe also, we have seen a bit of a softness there. What is happening in that market? Is it also related to the trade uncertainty or why demand is slow there? And when do you see that recovering as well?
So for the US, once the situation eases out, we should be able to, and we start seeing normalization. I think within a couple of weeks, we should start seeing some turnaround. Also, what we are anticipating is there may be some pent-up demand. So in the short term, it may kickstart something. But we are ready for servicing the market. We'll be ready in about a couple of weeks from once we start getting the orders. Regarding the EU market, there are challenges over there, which we are seeing in the overall market. We are hopeful these things will ease out as we move forward.
Understood. Sir, on the CapEx side, I mean, we have already done about 1,700 crores in the first half, and you have guided for close to maybe 35 billion rupees over the next 3 years, earlier when we sort of started the TBR PCR plan. Where should we sort of think about the CapEx for this year, and how does the 3-year plan look now?
We envisage the year-end to be close to 2,000 crore-2,200 crore, and the balance to be in the coming years.
Okay. This year CapEx will be about 2,200 crores. Is that you are saying?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
No, I said that we have already done 17 billion in the first half. Where do we
Yes.
see the CapEx for this year, and how should we look at the next 2 years given the plan of 35 billion we had guided for?
That's what I've mentioned. This year we see the year ending close to about 2,000-2,200 crores. The balance will come in the next year. In the next 2 years, we will see the whole money being utilized.
Okay. Okay. This year, first half CapEx has been a lot higher. Second half, we will see some much lesser CapEx.
Yes.
If we have to do anything.
It will keep on. As the plant and machines are getting ready, they will keep on deploying.
Okay. Will there be any maintenance CapEx on top of it, or this is the total CapEx we are talking about?
This includes the maintenance CapEx.
This includes the maintenance CapEx. Okay. Sir, lastly, on the ASP and margin side also, we have seen a bit of a correction this quarter. If you can just highlight couple of reasons for that. Is it only the U.S. share reduction or anything else here which has impacted the financials?
That is because of the geographic mix and the product mix, mainly contributed by these two factors.
Understood. Sir, lastly, on this plan of TBR and PCR, can you sort of highlight now, like, we are probably starting the pilot from Q4. Next year, how much do you think we can produce for the TBR sort of project?
It will be a slow start, and we will start somewhere in the second half of the next fiscal.
Okay. Second half of next fiscal. Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raghunandhan NL from Nuvama Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations on the Caterpillar recognition. On my questions, for USA, in Q2, the applicable tariff was 25%, and in Q3, the applicable tariff will be 50%. Would that be right? Or 50% was already there in place for part of Q2?
For the second half of Q2, the 50% was already in place, sir.
Understood. Just to clarify, you are absorbing part of the impact in Q2?
No, at the moment we are not selling. We are not absorbing anything, so not selling anything.
Understood, sir. There is a tailwind of Euro-INR. How is the realization for Q2 versus Q1, and what is the hedge rate for remaining part of the year?
Q2 was almost at par with the Q1, and the numbers, I'm not handy, so I may not be able to comment for the rest of it.
Got it, sir. Can you share the freight cost as percentage of sales in Q2?
Around 6%-7% of total sales.
Got it. That should remain at this level?
Yes.
Just the last question, sir. On the input cost, how are you seeing the trend in terms of Q2 versus Q1, and what is the expectation for Q3? Also the EUDR regulation impact, what kind of a cost impact can it have?
All the raw material prices are on softer side,
but because of the UDR, we expect a similar cost for the next quarter.
Okay. So Q3 should be a flat QOQ.
Yes.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much, sir. I'll fall back to the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mumuksh Mandlesha from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So just can you help us understand how the end market U.S. is reacting due to differential tariff? So are some of the Indian peers putting or are the, I mean, some other players taking some market share temporarily, sir? And in the end market, has there been any price hike being taken, sir?
So at the moment, what we understand from our local team in U.S. is that they are consuming, they are depleting their stock inventory from there. There is no fresh supplies coming in. And everybody is on a more of a wait and watch across the globe. So it is not that other players are from, at least from India, are able to eat in or anything, to the best of our knowledge.
Okay. And has there been some price hikes taken in the end market by the distributors or anything on price hikes? End market price hike?
No, at the moment, because they are using old inventory, we don't have any update of any price hikes. But I mean, they may start feeling some pressure once the older stock is depleted. So that time we'll have to see better. I mean, truly, either the tariffs ease out, or then we'll have to, you will get a true color of it if it doesn't ease out in the coming quarters because the inventory would have depleted by then.
Got it, sir. And sir, on the new segment, sir, can you update how are the progress happening in terms of the new product development, in terms of sizes, etc., and how the channel building, sir?
Yeah, the progress is as per plan. I cannot share the plan in complete details on the call, but I can clearly state that the progress is to plan. There is no variation to the plan. And like I mentioned in a previous question, we are set to release our first production in the second half of the next fiscal.
Got it, sir. And sir, lastly, what is the carbon black sales for this quarter, sir?
It is around 55% of the total production. And if you are asking from the turnover point of view, it is less than 10%.
Less than 10%. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Agrawal from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand from the demand side of Europe, like how it will pan out in H2, whether it will get better from current situation.
So we are, from what we are hearing from the team, that the headwinds are now easing out. Of course, it's too early to give a very rosy picture, but things seem to be easing out. So we are quite confident that the headwinds are easing out. That's what we can say at the moment.
And also on the U.S. tariff position, like after the resolution and negotiation, how low we expect the tariff to go from current situation?
That I think nobody would be able to suggest, advise it. I mean, how low it should go. I mean, as a manufacturer, we would like it to be as low as possible. But what is the number that is for anybody to give you a number? So I think as far as it goes, I think our Indian government is also very positively pushing for it. So we believe we are in safe hands, and whatever the Indian government concludes with the U.S. team, we will abide by it.
Thank you, sir. That's all my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Joseph George from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. I have three questions. The first one is, how how much is the margin hit because of the EUDR provisions? Have you already started making it, or will you start making it in the fourth quarter? So some color there.
So we have already started procuring and then material from last quarter, and that you can see the impact of it. We will not be able to give you the exact breakup of, I don't have the numbers for the exact breakup between the EUDR split and that, but it definitely has started kicking in. And we see it to be now fully in place this last quarter.
So, okay, so would it be right to assume that this quarter's margins take into account the full impact of these provisions or these procurements, or do you expect incremental impact in subsequent quarters?
So, this quarter is not impacted fully. Next quarter it will be fully impacted, but then whatever implication is there, that will be offset by the softening of the other raw materials.
Okay, sir. The second question that I had was on carbon black revenues. So when do we expect to see a ramp up in carbon black revenues with the, you know, specialty carbon black revenue kicking in?
Next financial year, we should be able to see.
Okay, thank you. The last question is, I think in the past, you had guided to a low single digit kind of a volume growth this year. Is there a revised number that you can, you know, give out based on the 1H numbers, or are things too uncertain to really talk about a single volume?
We have not given any guidance, but we always maintain that it is there is too much volatility in the world. So give any guidance. So we are not giving any guidance. And we have not given in the last post.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Done.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pankaj Tibrewal from Ikigai Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Rajiv ji. I know these are challenging times. But if one takes a slightly medium-term view on a 3-4 year basis, how do you see the shape and size of the company changing? I know these are times where both Europe, US, everywhere there's been headwinds. You said that the headwinds are easing. But one takes a slightly medium-term view on a 3-5 year basis, how the shape and size of the company is likely to change. And with the current capacities coming on stream, how do you see things shaping up on the domestic side? These are the two questions, Ajit. Thank you.
So, thank you, Pankaji, for the question. I think, as I mentioned, that in the short term, there are headwinds and there is humongous volatility. That said, we are not shying away from investment either in the terms of branding or in terms of infrastructure setup, because we believe that these are the times where we have to make our foundation stronger. And the more the foundation becomes stronger, as these headwinds ease out, we will be ready to jump and take use of the opportunity. As far as the midterm view is, we are quite positive, both from the export market, because we believe Europe headwinds are coming, are going to ease out. And with the positive statements from our government and the push that they are making, we believe the US scenario should also ease out. So we are getting ready for that. So that is there on the export market. As far as Indian market is going, our strategy to enter that in 2016-17 is paying good dividends now. Otherwise, you know, that would have been a little bit more challenging. So with the Indian GST, as I mentioned, our government has taken reduced the GST, which will have an end, which will have an impact at the end user level. So midterm, we are quite positive, and long term, I have always mentioned, you know, the company is working towards its vision of 23,000 crore turnover by 2030. So, mid to long term, we see the company being shaping up in a very strong way. As I mentioned, you know, these are the times where we are investing in manpower. As I mentioned in my speech, we are recruiting wherever we are seeing the gaps in resources. We are investing in plant and machinery, with roughly about 1,700 odd crores already spent in the year and additional money being spent to upgrade and set up new capacities, and also on branding. So all these activities are being done. We are also setting up testing facilities for our newer products. So all these are being done because we see positivity in the mid to long term. So that is how we are seeing the company, and we are building it towards that with a full intent of capturing the markets as and when it is ready. It is, coming back.
Fantastic. And always, being an old tracker of Balkrishna for last two decades, you have used challenges to overcome, medium-term vision. And the casing point was the way you entered the domestic market, and now you are at a 17-18% market share, which is quite commendable in the agri space. If we take the same thought process to the TBR and the PCR market, what will make the team happy? I'm sure you have recruited Mr. Sharma is there, everybody, the entire team is there, and we have started to get feelers from the ground. But would love to hear your aspiration, what will make the team at Balkrishna satisfied over a five-year period on the PCR and the TBR market? Thank you.
So thank you for that. Thank you for the compliments on the domestic market. I'd just like to correct you. Our agri market share is not 17%, but is over 20%. So that is what we have been able to do. As far as the consumer business is there, we are setting the foundations currently in terms of, as Satish mentioned earlier, the product development program is going as per plan. The manufacturing setup project is going as per plan. We are working towards building the strong foundation over there. As far as the end result is there, I think what we are aspiring for is in the next 5 years to get between, get about a 5,000 crore revenue from this business by 2030, which would equate to roughly 5 to 7% of the, sorry, 7 to 8% of the market share in the midterm. That would make us happy if we were able to achieve that. And doing that with respectable bottom line and margins. So we don't want to, we will always be setting a position of a premium player. That's the view and aspiration.
Fantastic. Wish you all the best, and I'm sure these challenging times will get over very soon. So wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, kindly limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Basudeb Banerjee from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Morning, team. A couple of questions. So one, if we see that it's almost a prolonged period that overall annual volume is restricted around this 300,000 ton because of tariffs or macro issues. But in the meanwhile, India piece has moved up from 12% of revenue to 25-30% of revenue. Now GST cut, infra push, etc., as you highlighted. So can you see what kind of size of opportunity lies in India market and how further it can go up so that it can de-risk you more from these global uncertainties? And that's the first question, sir.
So for the Indian market, we believe the opportunity is yet quite large across all the off-highway sectors. And with this, when the brand is being created and all, even this will have an effect on the consumer business and will help us there. So we are quite upbeat about India, and we are very, very positive. So we see a huge opportunity here for us to capture.
So broadly, I was trying to understand that, can you see like India being 50% of your revenue in next 5 years' time? Do you aspire for such a situation, or you want to keep it limited as well?
So we are hopeful that the European countries and the US would also come back. That would further accelerate the sales. So I don't think it'd be fair to say we want to keep it at 50 or 30 or anything. We are ready to tackle all the markets. So wherever there is an opportunity, we are going after that. So it would be difficult for me to say I want to cap India at 30 or target India at 50, because, I mean, if the world also picks up, we are ready to service them. and service India. So we can't, I mean, we're not making India at the cost of others or giving priority to one over the other, but we are saying we are ready to service whichever market is, you know, currently ready to accelerate our sales. So we are ready all over.
Second question is, sir, like, again, on the back of this prolonged headwinds in the global market, you have, like, BKT Tires cricket sponsorship in Australia. So if you can define what is the outcome of these initiatives in markets like Australia or new market initiatives you are taking to de-risk the business, because if we see India, Europe, and U.S., in your pie chart, rest of the world revenue mix is not moving up despite headwinds in these developed markets. So how to look at from that angle?
So, I mean, if you look at it, so if you look at it this way, I mean, earlier, India was also part of the rest of the world for us. It was Europe and America and then rest of the world. So slowly we have created a niche, I mean, made our headwinds in India, and that has now become a standalone strength of the country, the company. So like this only, the rest of the world is also growing. If you see, as you rightly mentioned, Australia is a big opportunity for us. Asia is a big opportunity. So we are focusing on all these markets. They may be small today, but everybody has to start from, I mean, when you go to school, you start from kindergarten and then make your way to high school. So, you know, those blocks are starting small. But whenever you start, you'll have to start small. So we are putting in all the efforts to make each block strong to de-risk the company from any particular geography. So today they may be small, but there is a lot of hope that one day they will also become a standalone block for us to mention in a, individual capacity.
Yes, sir.
Also a lot of these markets would give us benefit in the mining sector, because Australia, Asia would give you, you know, are predominantly mining sector. So with the new setup of mining tires getting in place, these sectors also become, these countries also become very important for us. So that's where the blocks are now being looked at as individual blocks.
Sorry to interrupt, Basudev. We are unable to hear you. Please check your network connection and rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Mihit Vora from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So my first question was on the US market, where currently we are seeing this 50% tariff. So just on quarter three, do we expect to maintain that 14% share of US business, or it will drastically come down at the current tariff level as such?
At the current tariff level, it will definitely come down and be compensated by margin, I mean, by sales to other geographies. But
and
if
so,
the tariff reduced, then things would look positively on that.
What tariff levels would we see it as a viable option in terms of where we start supplying? Any number to that?
No, I think we'll refrain from commenting on that.
All right. Sir, and on, secondly, on the Europe market, so basically, are we seeing some kind of competitor traction basically from, say, players from China, Thailand, or say Europe itself? They are diverting their supplies from US to Europe, and due to which we are seeing some headwinds in the market. Any kind of traction that way?
No, overall, the European market is challenge. I mean, it's facing headwinds. So we are not seeing any such traction from our competitors. If you see, all the players in Europe have also mentioned that Europe is currently going through headwinds. So I think it is just overall volatility and headwinds being faced by them, which is creating this kind of a scenario.
So market share remains intact, basically?
More or less, yes.
Yeah, sir. And sir, lastly, just on the back, circling back to the US front, in terms of competitors, basically, do they have the domestic capacities that, you know, if import reduces, will they be able to cater to the market in terms of domestic capacities, or they will have to rely on import in the shorter term?
I mean, what we see from the numbers of imports, US was and will remain a net importer country. So that's what we can comment on that.
All right. Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Oaklane Cap. Please go ahead. Jinesh, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah. Hi. Rajin, two-part question. So, obviously, what is happening in US today is one could not have foreseen, but we obviously a few years back had thought of putting up a capacity locally in US, which in hindsight would have been a great initiative. But given the importance of US market and OHT market globally and our aspirations in US, does it make sense to reevaluate that kind of initiative to actually be offensive in the US market and aim for much larger market share than what we would be getting organically through India right now, through India supplies right now? How do you think about that?
So we yet see that any such move will come at the cost of economics, and that's why we had shelved the program, and we continue to hold the same stand at the moment.
Okay, okay. And second question pertains to, given the uncertainty longer it stays in the global market, one may see some of your weaker competitors or even bigger competitors defocusing on this segment. So are we open to M&A to strengthen either in areas of our weakness in terms of product or geography?
We are, as I have mentioned, we are at BKT, we are always open to opportunities. Whichever come, we will evaluate them. And if we see positivity, we will grab them, whether this could be in terms of any of the options that you have mentioned or otherwise, you know, and we will continue to do our work, which is on building the brand, building the product portfolio, building the infrastructure, and waiting for an opportunity to come, which we are ready to grab.
Got it. And lastly, just to understand, what was the benefit of RM cost in this quarter, and how do we see that playing out in at least for 3Q, given the trends in the spot prices?
So there is no benefit that we have got for RM. Our cost is higher a little bit because of the EUDR. As Mr. Bajaj mentioned earlier, that the EUDR impact would fully come in, but that would be offset by some of the other raw materials which are softened. So overall impact should be stable.
Okay, but net, I mean, forget the EUDR implications, but the natural rubber prices and synthetic rubber prices would see a reasonable decline in 3Q, which will get offset by EUDR impact. But yes. Gross basis, commodity should be a tailwind, right?
Yes, it will be safe.
Got it. Great, Rajiv. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishi Vora from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, just one question from my side. On this EUDR regulations, is there any impact which you could quantify for this quarter? I remember when, you know, a couple of quarters back you had highlighted that the procurement cost of natural rubber will go up by 10%. So that's the ballpark number which we should work with?
We don't have that readily available. We are working on it because the other commodities are also going down. So we're trying to see the impact. We don't have that exact number at the moment.
Okay, but the procurement cost would be around 10% higher than whatever the spot price is for the natural rubber.
So
for
no, that is also reduced. So that is why it's a moving number every day. So it's difficult to give a fixed number because every day. See, last time when the EUDR had come in, it was too new, so people were not ready. Now in the 1 year, a lot of people have got ready. So that's why the impact will be lower, but it is, you know, every day there is a movement on that. So it's difficult to comment on a fixed number.
Understood. And sir, just secondly on the EU market, you know, at least we have seen that the agri replacement over the last couple of quarters have been not declining, but kind of have steadied at a slow single digit growth, and still we are witnessing a decline over there. So No, it's just that we are doing some inventory destocking and retail level things are okay, or is there anything else? Because at least at an industry level, we are not seeing this much of a decline which other companies reporting, at least in first half.
Sorry, can you repeat the question? We missed that question.
As in the agri replacement in.
Ladies and
Hello?
gentlemen, we have lost the line for the current participant. Due to time constraint, this would be the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So I think thank you to everybody for taking the time out for coming up on this call, and we hope to see you all in the next year, in the new year, and wishing you best for the coming season. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Balkrishna Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.